That's
welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Our number is 303-477-5600. We'd love to hear any comments or questions you may have. Maybe you've been out doing some waterfowl hunting, which we're going to talk about in our next segment. Maybe you got some stories about your big game hunting this year. We certainly have a few, so would love to hear from you. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And as John Rush just finished up his show with Drive Radio, we talk about our sponsors. And, you know, folks, without our sponsors, we wouldn't be here. Or we would have to foot the whole bill. And
yeah,
Red didn't want to pay for all this by himself.
That's true.
So,
That's true.
Here we go. But say good morning to my partner, Red Merrill, or good afternoon, Red.
Good afternoon, Scott. Boy, it's good to be back.
It is. It is. Well, my name is Scott Whatley. I'm the host of your show. Red is my partner here in Sidekick, and we are sure glad you joined us today, and we will say right up front, hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas. And so I heard John mention earlier someone contacted him on Drive Radio and didn't appreciate someone saying Merry Christmas. So, sir, if you're listening, you might want to turn the dial, because we say Merry Christmas here.
Absolutely. So. That's what the season is all about. If it wasn't for Christ, there would be no Christmas.
Exactly. So hope everyone does have a very great Christmas, a very safe Christmas. And we've got some great lineup for you today. We're going to be talking with Aaron Case. He's in studio here with his wife and Phoenix Weaponry. We're going to be talking a little bit about some custom rifles, ARs, and a whole bunch of fun stuff there. Jim Arnold's going to join us in our next segment, Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. But let's go right to the phones, talk to a gentleman I haven't actually met in person yet. We have emailed back and forth, but I received some products from a company that I really thought were really cool. So I contacted Gerald and asked him if he could come on the show. So Gerald Kraft with McNett Tactical. Gerald, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott. How you doing, Red?
I'm doing good, Gerald. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. Well, you know, let's start a little bit, because I'm just being honest. I wasn't familiar with your company name a little bit. So tell us just a little bit of history about the company, and then we'll get into the products.
Yeah, so, you know, McNett, we actually started about 30 years ago. We've been producing products for the outdoor and the sporting goods world. We actually started in the dive industry with a single product called AquaSeal. A lot of you guys might be familiar with it. It's what you typically use to fix your waders when you get leaks in your waders. And with that one product, AquaSeal, we kind of, you know, started a business with that. And 30 years later, we're still making great products. Now we're making products for, you know, for the United States Army, for the military. We're also doing stuff, you know, we continue to do stuff for the dive world, and we continue to do stuff for you know, sportsmen and outdoors folks as well.
Well, you know, Gerald, it sounds to me like this is a handyman product for anything in the outdoors.
Yeah, it really is, Scott. I mean, you can use it to fix just about anything. You can fix waders, you can fix your gear, you name it. You know, that's where the AquaSeal sprang from. And then, you know, the product that I specifically sent over to you was the Camel Form. And the Camel Form is a product that we developed probably about 10 years ago. We issue 10 rolls in every sniper kit for U.S. Army snipers. And it's a product that you can use to customize your weapons on the fly. We offer it in 15 different camouflage patterns, all your traditional tactical patterns, your Desert Digital, your Woodland Camo, your Multicam. And then we also do your popular hunting patterns, your Mossy Oak Brushes, your Infinities, your Real Tree patterns, and all that good stuff. So that was the product that really sparked our conversation. And like I said, that's the one that's really nice for, you know, for getting out in the field and protecting that weapon and allowing you to kind of camouflage it on the fly.
Well, that's great. Our guest is Gerald Kraft. He's with McNett Tactical. And now, how's the best way for people to take a look, just going on your website there at McNett.com?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, we have a website, McNett.com/tactical. Once you get there, you'll see all of our different camouflage products, and that's where you'll see the Camel Form. We do the Camel Form. We also do some camouflage repair patches. So if you ever get any rips in your camouflage gear, you can throw a patch on there. You know, we know that the black patches tend to stand out. And so we wanted to develop something, you know, that you could use to fix your camouflage gear, because more often than not, you're getting snagged on barbed wire, and you need something to repair that camouflage, you know what I mean? And like I said, a black patch is going to stick out like a sore thumb.
So that
we've made patches. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to give that website. It's mcnett.com. And just go to the website, the main thing, and then, you know, you don't have to do the slash tactical. You can look at all the website, and it's a very easy website to navigate, and you can take a look at all their products. So go ahead.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you know, and like I said, you know, with the repair patches, you know, we got you covered for after the hunt in case you get any rips or tears. And then during the hunt, you have the camel form. The really nice thing about the camel form, quite honestly, is you can use it to wrap any type of gear. You can use it to wrap water bottles, binoculars, scopes. It also adds grip. Like I said, it protects the equipment from getting scratched, and it also offers some noise dampening, which is really nice when you're out there and you want to keep it quiet.
Yeah, you know, I was gonna ask you about that the noise dampening. If you got some clattering items that you're carrying on you when you're out hunting, you can wrap it with that stuff and quieten it down. And how does it do that? How does it accomplish that quietening?
You know, honestly, there's just three things in there. There's just cotton, latex, and spandex. And with the combination of those three things, that you know, the wrap actually adheres to itself. And so the nice thing about that is it's not going to leave a sticky residue once you remove it. It's totally reusable. So basically, you wrap the weapon with it. You unwrap it when you get home from your hunt. You can wash it. Once you've washed it, then you can reuse it for another hunt. And that, again, like I said, it doesn't utilize any adhesive, so it's not like your typical tapes that are going to leave behind a real nasty, sticky residue on the weapon. That's what's really nice about it, is you really can customize on the fly, and, you know, you're not going to have to dip the weapon. You're not going to have to expose it to adhesives, and you're just going to leave it with, you know, just clean and nice like you started with.
Well, you mentioned spandex. Red's familiar with spandex, you know. When it's thermal underwear, those come in spandex for Red, you know. But no, I mean, it's a really
Whatever
cool product. And, you know, the gentleman I mentioned to you, I was asking you, I told you about one of our sponsors. I was out at his store this morning, and he's already got all your product up on the wall.
Oh, perfect.
So that is Rampart Firearms. If you want to take a firsthand look at this, you can go out. It's 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. It's just right off of Santa Fe. And what's the best for Rampart?
It's Highway 67.
Oh, 67. I couldn't think of 67. Pass, okay.
And you go over both set of railroad tracks, and it's almost
on
immediately
left.
On your left.
Yeah. And you can call the store out there. John's out there, 720-468-0050. And that's Rampart Firearms, and we're going to talk a little bit more about them later. But they are a dealer now for McNett. So, and hopefully I've got another gentleman in the studio here I'm going to try to get turned on to you as well. That's up in Longmont. That's way up north a little bit from us here, Gerald. So hopefully we can get you a couple of guys in this.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate that, Scott.
No problem. Now, let's talk a little bit about the gear patch. How does that work out in the field?
The gear patch is really nice. You know, we use a Cordura fabric, so it's real heavy duty, excuse me. And then we also add a little bit of extra adhesive on there to make sure that it stays put. The gear patch really it's a real simple thing. It's just a peel and stick. So if you get a rip in your gear, a tear, a hole, you name it. Sometimes you're sitting around too close to the campfire, you get burn holes. The nice thing about this is you literally just peel it, stick it right over the damaged area. So, and again, we're doing them in camouflage patterns. We do them in a heavy Dura Cordura, so it's going to stay put and basically, you know, give you a nice, clean repair.
Red, he sounds like he knows you. That's a patch if you're getting just sitting too close to the fire and burn a hole in your britches, you know?
That would work for me. I'm telling you, I like a good fire, and I like to toast one side and then turn around and toast the other. Say, Gerald, is this patch good for, like, patching a hole in your tent or something like that?
Yeah, you know, we do. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, you can use it to patch holes in tent, so it's not just going to work for gear or for clothing. It'll work for gear as well. We do a whole line of patches. I mean, we do Gore-Tex patches. We do the Heavy Dura Cordura patches. We do a patch called the Tenacious Tape patch, which is what most of your campers are going to be used to using on their tent. So we do a whole lineup of patches. You know, McNett, really our big focus is going to be on care and repair of your gear. So we're all about, you know, making things that are going to make it more comfortable for you outdoors and make it easier for you to repair mishaps that may happen outdoors. You know, that's really what the company was founded on, was just care and repair of your gear. We do everything from water repellent and cleaners to, camouflage wraps. We do, repair items, tapes, adhesives, you name it. So when it comes to the care and repair of your gear, that's the name of the game for us.
All right, Gerald, why don't you tell us a little bit about your involvement with Hunting for Heroes?
Yeah, so, about 3 years back, we started a program called Hunting with Heroes. And really, we just wanted a way to say thanks to the men and women that have served for this country.
Absolutely.
So every year, it just gets bigger and bigger. This year, we actually had the gunny come join us. He actually escorted the guys because, McNett, we're based in Bellingham, and the hunting grounds are probably about 120 miles away over in eastern Washington. So the gunny came in, and he actually escorted those guys 120 miles on a Harley-Davidson through Seattle traffic on a Friday afternoon. They got to the hunting grounds, and basically it's just a whole weekend where we outfit the guys with VIP hunting and fishing. The guys go out on guided fishing tours. They are reeling in king salmon. After that, they go out with the dogs and flush out some pheasants. At night, we have poker tournaments for the guys. We do barbecue dinners every night. And like I said, it's just you guys show up and we'll take care of the rest. And that's just our way of saying thanks, guys. We appreciate everything you've done. It's also really nice for the guys because it gives them an opportunity to kind of get together with other veterans, make new friends in the community. And I mean, every year we go home just with tons of new friends and tons of great memories. So it's a really nice program. And again, it's just, it's just something we like to do.
Well, Gerald, we appreciate it, and we will get you rebooked here after the first of the year and get you back on to kind of go through a little bit more of your products and your company. And again, thank you. I think you're going to send me some things that we can give away at our booth at the International Sportsman's Expo, so we appreciate that. Check out the website, mcnett.com. So, Gerald, thank you very much, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Conrad. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
All right. Same
Thank
to you,
you for
sir.
That. And Merry Christmas.
All right.
We got to take
All
a
right.
short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jim Arnold from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. This segment was brought to you by Stack Optical. Get by and see Alan Stack. I'm telling you, he made a regular pair of glasses for me, which were great. But these hunting glasses that you're hearing us talk about, I have a pair around my neck right now that he just made me. And I'm telling you, they are awesome. We've already had a few clients come in from the show. He's made each of those guys a pair of the glasses, and they are unbelievable. So you got to get by. See Stack Optical. Their number, 303-321-1578. And they're located right off Colorado Boulevard in the Cherry Creek Drive north there. But just mention the show, $59 eye exam Alan will give you, and we will get you fixed up there. So you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of Haystack Help.com.
Mark your calendar. The International Sportsman's Expo coming January 15th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. See what's new at Colorado's largest sportsman show. Meet your buddies and plan your next adventure. The ISC has it all. Fishing and hunting nearby and around the world. Free parking and shuttles from Coors Field. Bring the family to the youth fair. Free admission for kids under 16. The Sportsman's Expo coming January 15th to 18th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Catch the big one.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and we have just made a special purchase of pre-owned 2014 General Motors cars, trucks, and SUVs, selling them for about half the original price new, and they don't have hail. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dana Show, tonight at 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wadley. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Let's go right to the phones. We've got our good friend Jim Arnold calling in from Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Jim, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Man, I'm telling you, I'm jealous of your Facebook. Every day I get these awesome pictures of all your guys and your very successful guides and all your members and other guys that just hunt with you guys. Man, you guys are taking some geese and ducks, or geese now, really. But, boy, y'all just been doing a great job. So, man, what do you attribute all this success to?
You know, we got a good push of that cold Arctic blast that came down, brought us tons of birds down, and then this little shot of cold that we got, and we got some snow out east of here, east of Kersey. The duck and the goose hunt has just been world class. We've had, for the last 2-3 weeks, just full limits of geese on most of our hunts, and it's been really spectacular and awesome. What a sight to see.
Boy, it really, really has. As I mentioned, Jim's with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. You can check out waterfowlhavenoutfitters.com, waterfowlhavenhuntclub.com. Now, for the club, are you kind of full up in that right now?
You know, we are, Scott. You know, I got a great, great group of guys in the club. We've closed all our individual memberships down this year. We started a waiting list for next year for guys for individual memberships. We still have some corporate memberships available to sell for next year, and we'll be selling some of those at the ISD show. So if you come by our booth at the ISD show, we'd be happy to get you some information and get you on the list there to get in on the club.
And Jim just mentioned the ISC, that's the International Sportsman's Expo, January 15th through the 18th at the Colorado Convention Center. We will have a booth there. I believe our booth is number 827, and we'll be there with Sportsman of Colorado, and we're actually going to be broadcasting live from there a few days for that event. And there's a great deal there called the Adventure Theater, and that's where actually I met Jim last year. And Jim's doing 3 seminars this year on waterfowl. So take a little minute and just kind of give your thoughts about the ISC show.
You know, Scott, the ISC show is absolutely unbelievable for anyone that's thinking about getting in the outdoors, anyone that's thinking about booking a trip, anyone that wants to know what Colorado has to offer. They've got everything from fishing to hunting there. The Adventures Theater, like you mentioned, has unbelievable amounts of information from the novice to the expert. Anyone that's involved in outdoors needs to come by, pick up a brochure, figure out what theater or what shows they'd like to go learn, and really talk to the pros, the guys that are in the field every day, and get their knowledge and their opinion on how they do it day in and day out.
No, because, I mean, you know, you get out there, and, boy, you look back at a hunt, and you go, man, I made some mistakes there. So this is a chance where you can hear guys that do this 24/7. They know the mistakes they've made. They know what works. And if you're looking to, you know, get a little better out there and increase your success rate, you know, really just being in the outdoors, there are going to be some great seminars. And over the next few shows, we're going to be going through a lot of those. I'm going to be hosting the Adventure Theater once again this year and being able to meet all these guys and introduce them for you. And so we are really looking forward to that. And again, that's the International Sportsman's Expo, January 15th through the 18th. Listen to Sportsman of Colorado every Saturday between now and then, and we're going to be giving away some passes for that as well. You know, Jim, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook. You know, everybody's got different friends on there, but I saw a deal the other day where a guy's dog got shot out among some decoys, and I just sent the guy a message, you know, and I said, man, I don't even know you, but that's a sad deal. And, you know, and I kind of also put in there, I put, that's inexcusable for a dog to get shot. You yeah. can't get too excited. And I mean, I can't even imagine how you would feel, you know, someone shooting your dog.
Yeah,
but take a minute and just talk about, you know, hunting safety. And, you know, most of you guys, these are in a blind deal, so you got close quarters. Sometimes you're hunting with guys you know. Sometimes you're hunting with guys you don't know. But take a minute and just talk about the importance of that and what you really push for guys in a blind.
You know, that is – the number one thing at Waterfowl Haven is we pride ourselves in making sure that we are always safe, guns on safe, always pointing in a safe direction. You know, and our dogs are our tools. You know, my dog has got endless training from a lot of kennels down in Golden, and I've got thousands of dollars in my dog, and I couldn't imagine something happening to my dog. So when I get him in the pit, first thing I do, I auger him in with I'm going to chain him up, the dog out of that pit blind and chasing the bird. And I don't let the dog out until all the guns have been fired or unloaded or put back on safe. Then we take the dog out of the pit and let the dog do his job.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was just a really sad deal. And, boy, you hate to see, of course, anyone get shot. And then, boy, you hate to see an animal get shot like that as well. Well, Jim Arnold's our guest. He's with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters, Waterfowl Haven Hunt Club. His number is 720-917-9662, 720-917-9662. You know, we were out recently and shot some ducks a few weeks back, and we're going to get lined up and go out with Jim on some goose hunts here right after Christmas. I want to be out of town, or I'd hit it next week. But you've also got a special offer you want to throw out for us.
Absolutely, Scott. You know, we're running a special now. You book three hunters, bring the fourth free. You know, it saves you $200. We'd love to have you out. First timers, experienced pros, anyone that wants to get their family in it, take their son, daughter. You can buy it for Christmas, and we can get you a gift certificate, and you can put it right in their stocking or right underneath the tree. An awesome present to give your husband or your sons or your daughters. You know, get them the Colorado experience they're looking for.
Absolutely. Call 720-917-9662, and, you know, Jim can even probably work out some kind of gift certificate thing for a hunt, whatever. And so, man, don't do the socks. Don't do the tie. Get them a goose hunt, and they will absolutely love it. And, you know, I've 100% fully endorsed Jim, and we've been out with him and heard nothing but great things about, you know, even the big game things, which we'll get back into next year with his whole hunt club and everything. But just a great time, and, you know, it's hunting, and, boy, you can never say guarantee you shots, but I'm telling you, he's got great properties, great guides, great dogs, and I promise you, you'll have a great time with them. So, Jim, hey, we appreciate it, man. We'll look forward to our next visit.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott. You guys take care of yourself.
All right, bud. Merry Christmas to you as well. That's Jim Arnold. His number is 720-917-9662, 720-917-9662. If you would like a pair of tickets to the International Sportsman's Expo, be caller number 1-303-477-5600. Matt will get us hooked up there, and we'll say hello to you, and we'll get you a pair of tickets to the ISE. That is January 15th through the 18th at the Colorado Convention Center. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you would like a pair of tickets, now's your chance. 303-477-5600. We're going to take a break. I'm going to hit a couple of things with sponsors. When we come back, we are going to be talking with Aaron Case. He's the owner of Phoenix Weaponry, and I've known Aaron for about a year now. And, boy, this facility, I just went up there a couple of months ago and saw the facility where they're making all these great products, and we're going to get into everything Phoenix Weaponry does. But, Red, just real quick, I want to take a couple of minutes. We just got back from the great metropolis of Wichita Falls, Texas.
Right.
And went down there, and my good friend Alan Schaffner, and we hunted with Lone Star Hunts on a hog hunt, and just a great time. And we were Alan's going to be at the ISE show, and he offers a good special there. But let me tell you something that you can take advantage of right now, because he is already very, very booked up for 2015. We have worked out a deal. Now, I'll try to make this as simple as I can. there's two different lodging places you can do. One's a cabin, and then one is what they call the ranch house, where they prepare all your meals for you. You want to do the cabin thing, you get four hogs, 150 pounds or less. It's a two-day hunt. That's $5.99. If you stay in the ranch house, which is very nice, where we stayed, and boy, they cook you great meals, by the way, that's $7.99, and you get four hogs. If your hog happens to weigh over 150, that counts as two, which we shot some big ones.
We did shoot some big ones.
But what we worked out with Alan is, as a Sportsman of Colorado special, and I'm going to give you Alan's number in a moment, if you book a hunt, it doesn't matter if it's the $5.99 or $7.99 for the four hog, you get an extra hog, all right, that weighs 100 pounds or less just by mentioning the show. And I'm telling you, this was my first time to do this. It was a blast.
It was a blast. I had a scream in my throat every time I was shooting because it was so much fun.
It was, and I'll say it, and I can't believe Red let me go 30 minutes, and he hadn't said, now, Scott, we need to open the show with this. But Red had a 30-30 and made about a two-hundred-yard open sight shot.
On a running hog.
On a running hog, and knocked him over. And it was awesome. So
Scott, that's pretty common for me, when you're a world-class shooter.
What was uncommon was you were out of the vehicle and not shooting out the window. That was what was uncommon. But it was an excellent shot. Now, I guess I'll add the part that I had wounded the hog and shot him in the rear back leg with my Henry 4570. But he was still hooking them, and I'm telling you, he did. He went up over this bank, Aaron, and Red just looked like John Wayne standing out there in his cowboy hat, and bam, knocked that hog over. Give Lone Star Hunts a call. Talk to Alan. Tell him you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. I'm telling you guys, ladies, whatever. The accommodations are excellent. Food's great if you do the ranch house thing. Otherwise, you cook for yourself in the cabin. But you get the four hogs plus another hog, 100 pounds or less, just by mentioning the show. 940-636-1990. 940-636-1990, or go to LoneStarHunts.com. When we come back, Aaron Case, Phoenix Weaponry. This is Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stoltzvus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185. And that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Let me tell you about a great family-owned gun store in Sedalia, Rampart Firearms. Buy, sell, trade, and they even offer consignment. A great supply of ammo and gunsmith services are available. Open 7 days a week. They offer a 4% tax rate, $20 transfers, and special ordering is available. And they're also a Class 3 dealer. Rampart Firearms, you'll find a friendly, knowledgeable staff, selection, service, and savings. Tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros, weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
The Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. My cohort, Red Merrill. We want to thank you for joining us in studio. We have Aaron Case with Phoenix Weaponry. Real quick, let me tell you about a great offer from our friends at Discount Fishing Tackle. This is a beginner ice fishing seminar. Absolutely free every Saturday, 10 a.m. 2645 South Santa Fe. This is about 6 blocks east of Evans. Call 303-698-2550, 303-698-2550. And you can call over there and talk to Mac over there. And he's the one that told me about this morning. I was over talking to these guys. And this is a great deal. Beginner ice fishing seminar. It's absolutely free. And that's every Saturday at 10 a.m. at Discount Fishing Tackle, 2645 South Santa Fe Circle. 303-698-2550. Let's go to the phones. We've got a winner. Tom, how are you, sir?
Good, very good.
Well, good. Have you been out the ISE show before?
I have.
Well, good deal. You ever bought any trips? Well, maybe your wife's listening like mine listens, but have you ever bought any trips or anything out there with any of the outfitters?
I have. I've gone to Quebec. I had a caribou hunt, and I've gotten a moose hunt out there.
Wow. Well, good deal. Well, listen, we'll have a booth out there. I believe our booth is 827.
Yes.
Stop by and see us out there. But yeah, Matt will get – I'm trying to think of our producer's name here. Matt will get your number, and then I'll call you right after the show, and you and I will figure out how to get these tickets to you. But you have a pair of tickets to the show, sir.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you listening.
You bet.
Okay.
All right, take
care. You know, Scott, I didn't know you had to go out and fish for ice. I just always get mine at the store.
Oh, wow. See what I have to put up with there every year. Yeah, you know.
That's pretty bad.
And I will tell you what, our good friend Austin over there, him and his girlfriend were out yesterday, I believe, in Georgetown. He tried to get her to put on some cleats to walk out on the ice. She did not. She slipped and fell. 2.5 hours in surgery.
Whoa.
Shattered, I believe it was her wrist or something. They had, so, you know,
well,
what?
It's hard to hear that.
Me, I am too. So you got to listen to your guides when you go on these things. If they tell you to put something on or do something different, you better listen to them because they know what they're talking about. So, Austin, we do send your girlfriend their well wishes. So check out that seminar. I think that'll be great. All right, Aaron, man, great to have you guys in and your wife. Thanks so much, Jen, for coming in as well. Now, are you a gun girl, too? You like to shoot? Or?
I never really was until I met Aaron.
Really? Good. It kind of rubs off then, right?
Yeah. I grew up in Kentucky, so I grew up with it, but not really until I met him.
All right. Well, Aaron, let's start out kind of, and Matt, I'm going to blow through that second break so we can spend more time with Aaron here, but tell us a little bit your background and how you got into this industry.
Well, I actually started making guns with my father when I was real young. We used to buy old military weapons and fix them up, turn them into sporters, and then, you know, after I went to machine shop school, I started building weapons for several local vendors and found out that I like making ARs and, you know, trying to bring the aerospace industry standards into weapons, because it seems like, you know, gunsmithing is still kind of somewhere between, you know, blacksmithing and machining, mm-hmm. but we found if we can really bring the CNC machines to bear, we can really make some nice stuff and real tight tolerance.
What are, you mentioned the aerospace standards, so what is that?
Well, generally, most of the aerospace stuff is you're really have to follow your tolerances. You're
closer
really
tolerances.
You're really stuck with that stuff. You can't deviate. You know, if it's a couple tenths out of tolerance, it's junk. So we put about 2,000 tolerance on everything we make, and we hold it. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so they're going to fit nice, they're going to look nice, and they're going to shoot great.
Most of our ARs that we build, you almost don't even need their takedown pins. Mm-hmm. You can actually slap them together, and they will stick. But we still recommend you shoot it with a takedown
pistol. Well, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, explain about your upper and lower receivers and what makes those special.
Well, they're all machined out of 775 billet aluminum that we have custom made, custom heat treat, to reduce the warping and the twisting of the metal and the stress relief. And so then we machine them in a horizontal machining center. We make sure that we actually keep the datums as the primary part of the weapon. So like on an upper receiver, your center bore and your threads and the face of the threads is what really matters for your barrel interface. Mm-hmm. So we machine all that stuff all at once.
So you make custom guns. So if a person wanted a stainless steel barrel or...
Not a problem.
Or what other custom parts could you make?
We actually have our own barrels. We make them out of Obermeyer, Bartland, Schillen, Krieger blanks. We make our own trigger for the AR-15, AR-10 platform. We actually can build you custom bolt-action rifles if you wish, using Obermeyer blanks, and then we can pick out whatever receiver you want and fit the whole thing together, put in a chassis if you need it, or put in a wood stock. It's just really totally up to you.
Okay, and you talked about you make your own triggers and stuff. Tell me a little bit about those as far as the trigger pull and the creep and slack and all that kind of different stuff.
We usually run about 2 pounds on target weapons, but if you want something a little, you know, stiffer for hunting, you don't want external. Sure. So we can make it whatever, how much creep you want, how much take up you want, everything. So.
Yeah, I was discussing with you earlier. I was a federal officer out at Rocky Flats, and we got to shoot the ARs many thousands of rounds, which was tons of fun, of course. But those triggers, you know, they were sometimes, I mean, you...
A little crunchy.
They were crunchy. I mean, you had to put a lot of force behind them sometimes, you know, different weapons are different. And so, it's really nice to have a weapon that you can... get the trigger where you want it, to where you feel like you can hit your target every time.
It'll change. It just improves your confidence in your weapon. Confidence in your weapon is everything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're out hunting or if you're out target shooting. If you believe in your gun and it does the same thing every single time, you will be a better shot.
Yeah. Well, a world-class shooter like myself, you know. Now, Scott can use a sloppy trigger, but world-class shooter like myself, you know, he appreciates a gun like that, you know. I mean, I like that good quality.
It'll actually improve for anybody. Just simply having the gun break at the same time every single time is just, you know, a big help.
All right, and we were talking a little bit earlier about suppressors, and do you make your own suppressors?
We actually manufacture our own suppressors. They're our own design. It's for our .22 rimfire kind of cans and our .223 cans and our 300 blackouts. They're all a three-piece design, monolithic core with an outer sleeve with a screw-on end cap, and all of ours come apart, so you can actually clean them. If you damage the end cap with a baffle strike, like you didn't get the can tight enough on the end of your weapon, and you accidentally make yourself a little snowman out the end of your can, we can, you know, replace the pieces and get you back going again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very durable. We're actually very happy. We actually test the .223 and the 300 blackout on automatic weapons and make sure that they will hold up to the abuse that, you know, when you're out there shooting, it's kind of fun to
shoot them lots of rounds and stuff. They're going to still work. Do you by any chance, I didn't ask you this, and so you may not know, but do you by any chance know the decibel reduction that it does?
No, unfortunately, what I found out was that if we take and send it out to an independent group to have our stuff tested, we have to pass that cost on to customers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll be more than happy to shoot it next to any can that you want. We are very comparable to Surefire and several of the other cans makers out there.
Now you make, I'm sorry, Scott.
No, I'm just going to say Aaron Case is our guest, Phoenix Weaponry. They're located in Longmont. You can reach them anytime at 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496, phoenixweaponry.com. And listen, here's what their company mission is, and it's pretty simple and but yet very effective. It's to provide affordable custom and semi-custom weapons and components with a built-to-shoot approach. They also provide a retail storefront where they'll have firearms, firearm accessories, quality custom Cerakote, which we're going to get into here in a minute, gunsmithing, firearm training classes. So I'm telling you, if you're up north, and it doesn't take too long to get up there. Sometimes people think, oh, Longmont or whatever, that's a long ways away. It's not. It only takes you just a few minutes out of Denver to get there. So get by there and see them. That's 1840 Skyway Drive, and it's Unit A, very clearly marked. But their number is 720-340-2496.
All right, and you mentioned the fact that you make other guns, other weapons besides the AR platform, and tell us about those.
Well, what we try to do is when a customer comes in, they usually have an approach that they want to go after. So we've building a couple competition bolt-action rifles for people. They want to go up to Montana and do some competition shooting, so we're going to build them a bolt-action weapon on an AI chassis and, you know, have something that they can really reach out there with. So it's really up to the customer. We've done stuff with 22s. We'll take little 22 target pistols. We'll thread them, suppress them, Cerakote them. And you have yourself a nice little fun toy. You go out with your kids and shoot the little rolling targets or the swinging targets and, you know, just kind of hang out and send some lead downrange.
Hey, that is fun. You know, the only problem with doing that nowadays, you can't hardly restock your 22 shells.
That's a problem, yeah.
And it gets to be aggravating some. That's why before all this happened, you needed to have stored up,
sure,
you know, 100 or 200,000 rounds.
200,000.
200,000 rounds, yeah. We blow through about 1,000 rounds in just testing each one of our suppressors.
Talk about an AR-10. I just got a text from a gentleman that said, that's why I took a picture of your card, and I just sent it to him. So talk about an AR-10.
So ours is actually, so AR-10 refers to an Armalite weapon, which ours is more of the DPMS pattern, so LR-308. There are two different weapons. The AR-10 actually uses a modified M14-style magazine. Ours is the SR25-style magazine, which lets us use the Magpul P-Mags. For a decent weapon, we try to build our guns around a magazine that's reliable and readily available. It doesn't do you any good to have a nice gun that you can't get a mag for.
Sure.
So what we do is we start out with our lower receiver. It's machined to fit the Gen 3 and Gen 2 Magpul SR25 mags. Our upper receiver is machined with a 20-minute of angle built into it, which lets you, should be zeroed for about 800 yards. The whole thing is Cerakoted inside and out. I have a very good Cerakote guy. Came out of some clean rooms at a place I used to work down here in Denver. But he does very good work, and then the whole thing's put together with whatever rail you want, whatever barrel you want, whatever optic you want, compensator, suppressor, trigger, and then you pick the stock. When a customer comes in, what we generally ask them is that, what is the purpose of this weapon? Is this a hunting weapon? Is this a target shooting weapon, long range, plinking, range queen? What are you going to do with it? And that purpose will dictate the entire direction of the weapon.
Sure.
Then the next thing is that your optic. Are you going to spend the money for a Night Force? Are you going with Nikon, Leupold? I mean, what are you going to put on top?
Mm-hmm.
And that will dictate the cost of the barrel and everything else. There's no reason to have a $900 barrel if you're going to strap a Bushnell to the top. You're just going to be disappointed with both pieces.
Right.
So we try to make it where, you know, you do it in such a way where the whole thing matches. So if you're going to have a 16-inch barrel, you don't need a giant, you know, 15, 24, you know, magnification.
Mm-hmm.
So
I tell you, people are, and you're seeing it more and more over the last few years, guys are shooting long ranges in hunting.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, we used to think 200 or 300 yards was a long shot.
Yeah.
Now guys are shooting 1,000 yards, and I mean drilling animals too.
Yeah, we had one out shooting with some friends from the Army. They were both current military, and we were shooting a water bottle at about 636 out at Pawnee. It was pretty amazing to shoot a little tiny disposable water bottle that far away repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of amazing what you can do.
Well, it's a challenge, and guys like a challenge, you know. We're into competition, see how far we can shoot it. You know, if it's 2,000 yards, if I can see it, loft the shell out that far, hit it in the eyeball.
Well, the only problem there is backstop.
Now, you mentioned Cerakoting. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
So Cerakote is a two-part epoxy with a microscopic bits of ceramic floated into it. And we found that it really changes the weapon. We Cerakote everything. We don't anodize anything anymore. We found the durability goes up, the reliability goes up. There is no corrosion. It is very durable stuff. In fact, it'll continue to harden, we feel, for about 6 months.
Mm.
And then once after it's about 6 months, it takes a while to sandblast it off if you want to change color. So you kind of got to figure out what color you want it to be and stick with it.
Right, exactly.
I liked how many choices there are in the colors, of course, as a female.
Yeah.
He coated mine burnt bronze with cobalt tiger stripes, so it's just blingy enough for...
To match her purse.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it matches my purse.
That's great.
Maybe we can get a nice hot pink one for red.
We actually we did get him hooked a pink up. Glock for our friends.
It'd yeah, still so shoot better than yours.
You know, if you've got a pink gun and you're out there in the field,
you better be tough.
You've got to perform.
Well, I don't want to say I'm tough. I don't want people to try to take me on, okay? I'm too old for that.
Now, there's a lot of people in the business that you're in.
Yes, there is.
A lot. Okay. What are some of the things that you feel set Phoenix Weaponry apart?
Well, we actually try to work with our customers and make sure that they fully understand what they're building. We answer all their questions, try to give them a place where they feel comfortable, their wife feels comfortable. If their wife is waiting in the car, they've got to go, and the kids. So we try to make a place where everybody can come in, relax. We give them a full tour of the shop. They meet all the guys that do all the work. They'll talk to my Cerakote guy. They talk to all the machinists, the gunsmiths, everybody. Mm-hmm. You'll have a complete understanding of what we're doing and how we're doing it. In most places, it seems like if you don't know the proper acronyms and proper terms, you know, you're kind of dismissed offhand as,
right.
You know, you're just kind of dismissed.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, I mean, I readily admit I don't know all the terms of different things. And so sometimes you just need people. And this is what all of our shows are about here, pretty much, you know, with Drive Radio, the guys that just finished before this. I'm not a mechanic. Mm-hmm. I trust a mechanic, okay? So I want to come to you and go, you know, here's my budget. What can I do for that? You ask me all the questions so you can answer that the best.
Yep.
And then it works out good. So it's good communication.
And, you know, it's the right tool for the right job. If you're out, you know, hunting coyotes, that gun is not going to be the best for going to the range and teaching people how to shoot with. You know, it'll be a little touchy. The optics can be too big. You know, it's just the right tool for the right job.
Phoenix Weaponry, 1840 Skyway Drive, Unit A in Longmont. 720-340-2496. 720-340-2496. Now, I've been there, but I was following my map thing, so... How's the quickest way to get to you from Denver?
I-25 to 119. Take a left at County Road 3.5, and it'll dead end into Skyway Drive. And we're down there on the corner past the old post office sorting plant.
Okay, and it's easy to find. I mean, if you got your map things.
We're on Google, you know, so.
Okay.
Or my kids, as they make fun of me when I call it the Google.
The Google?
Okay.
Now, I'm sure a person can spend whatever they want.
Yeah,
you know, different things. Okay. But let's look at a nice AR. And Red, I mean, we were talking about this, and we both have the Smith and Wesson one. Mm-hmm. They're a little heavy.
Yeah.
If you want one that's a little lighter that you're going to be carrying around and things, what are you kind of looking at for a decent one of those to get made?
What we do is we actually look at the barrel pretty heavy. Make sure you get a reduced diameter barrel. We strip off most of the extra stuff that you don't need. Nice lightweight stock. I like to put a little weight in the back by the stock, run a little heavier stock than normal. It'll make the gun feel lighter because it'll rotate butt down for you, so you don't have to worry about it if you're running a low high carry. And so what we'll do is, you know, we'll build it out the way you need it, and then, you know, get your going about $1,500 or so.
Okay, good deal. And then gunsmithing. So if guys have some guns and maybe they just want to get them checked out or maybe upgrade what they've got a little bit with some different parts, that's something they can do as well.
We have two full-time gunsmiths. You know, they do very good work. They one of my guys does real nice stuff with Glocks. My other guy is our barrel. His main focus is barrels right now, so he's building a lot of precision weapons. But yeah, we'll take care of whatever you need. We have a full-service machine shop. We have all the manual machines, all the grinders, everything you need.
All right. Tell us about the federal firearms license transfers.
So what we do is that if the gun broker's been a big deal, you know, because now it's like eBay for guns.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we actually provide a service where if you need a weapon shipped to Colorado and it has to go through an FFL, you send it to my shop, we do your background check, get you through the CBI, and get it all taken care of for you. So if you guys need a weapon off a gun broker, we're listed on there as a FFL. You go ahead and you select us as your dealer. I'll be contacted by the person that's selling it. I'll send them my FFL. It'll show up at my shop, and we'll call you when it gets there, and call you in.
Now, that sounds like a pretty smooth process.
Got another text, AR-10. What round do you recommend guys shooting in that?
It's up to the person. We've done some in 260 for some distance shooting. We usually do 308. I'm a big fan of having, when I never have time to hand load. I'm always headed to the range at the last minute, so I like to hit Walmart on my way through. And 308's pretty plentiful, so sure. Stop by and pick that up. 260 is pretty fun. We've seen some 6.5. It's just really, if it fits in that magazine, we can make it go.
Okay.
So it's just basically your length of your cartridge.
And Aaron's going to be out with us some at the International Sportsman's Expo. He's going to have some material out at our booth. But, you know, again, if you're in the market to get a nice rifle made, and again, he would certainly try to fit your budget. But that's all about explaining what you need, and he wants to make sure he meets your expectations in that. So go up there, give him a call, 720-340-2496. Again, it's 1840 Skyway Drive in Longmont, 720-340-2496. If you call, mention the show, we can give some, and it's hard to say exactly what discount because you don't know what they're going to do, but you can give them some kind of Sportsman of Colorado special.
Yeah, we'll take care of you. We could probably do about 10% off a Cerakote job or something like that for people to come in and, get people accustomed to the coating and getting old shotguns fixed up or whatever else they need done.
Good deal. Well, Aaron, thank you so much, and we're going to have you on a whole bunch this year coming up, so we'll look forward to that. And Jen, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a Facebook page if anybody is out there wants to check that out, and our website as well. So
okay, phoenixweaponry.com. Rampart Firearms, as I mentioned, out in Sedalia, they're 4064 Douglas Avenue, 720-468-0050. They also do consignment. If you have one gun or a collection, John is very fair out there with his consignment, and they've got a lot of ammo. Matter of fact, I was out there this morning. They had Winchester, a box of 325 rounds of .22 for $20. Give them a call, 720-468-0050. Don't forget the beginner ice fishing seminar. It's free every Saturday, 10 a.m. at Discount Fishing Tackle, located at 2645 South Santa Fe. Their number, 303-698-2550. Well, we're ending our 99th show today. Next Saturday is the 100th show of Sportsman of Colorado. So I just want to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors. And Aaron was one of our original guys last year that jumped on board with us as well. And I just want to say thank you. We love doing this, but we could not do it without our sponsors and Outdoors Manatic. And I probably shouldn't. I don't have time to mention everybody, but I just want to thank everyone. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, Dan Johnson's been a terrific partner for us. And so, and Red, man, thank you. I can't believe we've already got 100 shows almost going.
I know.
So
it's been fun.
It's been fun. And so, again, I hope you'll join us next week. We've got some special things lined up as well. And we will be our last chance to say Merry Christmas and hope everyone has a good one. So just have a good, safe Christmas. Enjoy the family. And as we said right at the beginning of the show, just keep in mind what Christmas is all about. And I think that'll be a good thing. So thanks for joining us. For my partner, Red Merrill, for Aaron Case with Phoenix Weaponry, Gerald Kraft from McNett Corporation, Jim Arnold, Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Thank all of y'all for being on today. My name is Scott Watley. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Go visit our sponsors. Tell them you heard about them here on the show. Again, have a great weekend. Have a wonderful Christmas. And we'll be back next Saturday for the 100th show of Sportsman of Colorado.
KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Tom Tancredo has joined Grassroots Radio Colorado, Mondays at 5 with Chris Cook
on KLZ 560.
This is Kim Evans with Lawford Solutions. Join me and Scott Watley every Saturday from 4 to 4:30 p.m. for information pertaining to seniors and their families on Seniors on the Move Radio, KLZ 560.
Hey, this is Molly Vogt with the AmeriChicks. You know, our founding fathers set up our government with the intention of providing for the common defense of all of us. But lately, I've been pondering the meaning of that, since it seems to me our current government has forgotten the promise. Shouldn't they be defending us from potential enemies near and far? And what about our borders? What about business owners in Ferguson? What about our police and our military? Don't all of these groups fall under the common defense umbrella of the Constitution? Join me and Kim Munson, my fellow AmeriChick, as we get to the heart of the matter on common defense and what it means today. This Sunday from 4 to 6 on KLZ 560.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I mountain bike. I love being in the woods, on near vertical trails. I relish the challenge when I can appreciate the best nature has to offer. So it was only natural that I would choose a career in the elements, where I can make a difference. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries and protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America. This is a lot like mountain biking. It's always exciting to navigate through the next challenge.
Were you born ready to protect America, our environment, our resources, our people? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
KLZ AM 560, KLZ HD Denver.
Listen live at KLZ560radio.com.
KLZ 560, a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.